I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and the super millennial David Barreto is under the weather, so I will be doing a solo episode today. This week, our topic is prosperity. In today's Meeting of the Minds, I would like to discuss prosperity and the anger energy. Prosperity, as we discussed yesterday, is the state of success. The state of success is the feeling of success. True prosperity and success as a state is the state of peace. Here is the energy of prosperity. It's when the pendulum of duality stops its swing. Instead of this big swing to the left where everything is good, or that big swing to the right where everything is bad, it rests in the middle where we find peace. So how can the anger energy aid us in attaining the state of prosperity and peace? Well, I'm glad you asked. Anger is defined as a strong feeling of annoyance, displeasure, or hostility because of something being wrong or bad. Now, understanding the human being and the human constraint will allow us to discover the power behind anger and how it can lead us to prosperity. First, anger is a very strong feeling. All feeling and emotion is coming from a program activated in the cage mind. And this activation is set in the body through the heart and the creation mind. And this is set in the human being through the human construct and the stress loop. So let us take a look at what creates this feeling. If we look at the human construct, number one, the human survival system is activated in the alarm system. This is your red zone nervous system, the sympathetic nervous system. This activation was caused by something taking place in your environment that didn't match or does not match your programming or your belief systems or the identity you hold in mind. Now, in the brain, the amygdala senses this and creates a conflict. And the conflict activates the human construct and the alarm system is turned on. This then goes to part two and the stress loop connects. This is the connection of the conflict in mind to the heart and the body. This is connecting mind, body, body, mind. Here, the heart is going to set the state or the energy. This is set so behavior can follow. The stress loop activates the HPA axis. The hypothalamus alarm system is set in the red zone. The brain moves into the limbic brain, then sends the hormone ACTH through the pituitary gland into the bloodstream. This hormone activates the adrenal glands to set off the stress response. This response changes the variance and coherence of the heart. And the conflict in the mind is now connected to the feeling you're having in the body. And this is moving us into anger. Then number three of the construct, as first the alarm system went off, second, the stress loop connected, three is the mind identity. Here the ego takes conscious mind control. The conflict activated goes against your programming. This conflict goes against your perception of what should be, what could be, or what would be. This conflict goes against your expectations of what should be. And this creates a story of frustration because you don't want this conflict. It should not happen. And this activates the anger energy. You now become resistant to what is taking place This is the act of moving you toward the state of judgment. This is activating the resentment program, and this creates aggression, the anger energy to defend your perception, your programs, your belief systems, your identity, defend your expectations of should. And this is all happening and speeding up within your mind with thousands of thoughts and stories being activated. Now, even stories from the past are activated from the resent program. And this brings you to number four of the human construct, the body identity. The body supports the mind. You feel angry and the need to defend and attack. This drives behavior in anger. The anger energy is now fully activated. The body is being pumped full of stress hormones. Adrenaline is increasing the heart rate. The heart rate speeds the breathing, and blood is rushing from the brain toward the limbs, and the limbic brain locks in. This sets your state to drive your behavior. And this brings you to number five of the human construct, the identity base. And it's set in event, judgment, and reaction. Now, this is very explosive. This is aggressive, resistant state. And all of this that just happened in the human construct, the moment the amygdala senses something off in the environment, it sets this construct in the alarm system to go off. All this I just explained takes place in about a half a second. To sum this up, something or someone disagreed or did something against your belief system. They did something outside your programming, or you did something or failed to do something that you told another or yourself you would do, setting off anger at yourself. So how many of you listening made declarations of what you were going to do this new year? And here it's 5 days in. And if you have not taken that first step, each day you are going to activate in anger. And each day you'll get a little bit more angry at yourself. So you can see how anger cannot be stopped. This is the fact. The human being is programmed with an identity they did not choose. Yet, every human being is hardwired for behavior to defend and attack if anything presents outside this identity. So every human being is going to be activated in anger. And this is what creates the human constraint. The human constraint is our programming. It's our belief systems. The human constraint is what sets our perception of how we see the world. It's what creates our reality. The human constraint is what sets our expectations of others, of how things should be. The human constraint is protected by the comfort zone and the fear energy. And the human constraint is played out through the ego in the state of restriction and the base energy of fear. So anger is a very powerful, explosive energy that will activate. You will not stop anger. You cannot stop stress, and you cannot stop conflict. If you can understand this, because we're a human being, the question is then, how can we use this anger energy? Because here's the truth. There are three ways you're going to use this energy. Three ways you're going to activate in behavior. One, you're going to become aggressive and behavior will go into defend and attack. And this helps build up and strengthen the program of resentment. Or two, you're going to repress the anger, push it down, and build the program of regret. Or three, you're going to process the anger, use its explosive power to move into conflict resolution and move out of the red zone into courage, the two under courage energy, which will drive you through the comfort zone to change. And this is where you will find prosperity and peace. Every human being on the planet is going to use one of these outlets for their anger. So you have to slow down, look at your behavior, examine your behavior. How are you using your anger energy? So I would like to discuss more on the third option of processing and using our anger energy to find prosperity. But to do this, you have to have awareness of how you use anger. Do you see anger? Do you get streamed in anger? Do you become aggressive in anger? Or do you become passive in anger? See, it's all one energy, but the energy is being activated because something went against your perception of how you see your reality, how you expect things to be. So let's discuss this a little. The 150 anger energy is tied to the resentment program. Remember, the ego has three major programs: the resentment program, the regret program, and the fear program. Well, the resentment program, this is a program that holds every conflict you've ever had since the age of 7 that was not brought to a resolution. The resentment program drives behavior in anger. This is very explosive, this energy. But here's the thing. When you're stuck in resentment and that program's activated, the ego has taken conscious mind control and you're stuck in the red zone. And when you're stuck in that state, you are stuck in a state of restriction, base energy fear. And so what happens is the resentment drives the behavior in anger, but the explosiveness of the anger energy fails to move the behavior out of anger. Instead, it doesn't move the behavior out of anger into courage because you get caught in the 175 pride energy. Because now you're justifying why you're angry. You're justifying why you were wrong. And you are justifying your actions of why you are a victim. This is the victim story held in restriction. Now, understand these anger energies. They are rooted in defend and attack. When you're stuck in the red zone, the anger energy, when you're stuck in pride, it's like a ceiling. It's a cage. Think of a cage mind. You can't get out. So here you're angry. You have this explosive energy. And instead of exploding out of the comfort zone, you explode within. You implode. And when this happens, those anger energies are deeply rooted in defend and attack. Let's look at them. Aggressive. This is full attack. Annoyed. This is ignoring others' opinions and perceptions. Outraged. Full defend. Stern, stuck in perception. Resistant, stuck in programming. Resentment, victim story, stuck in the history. Rude, attack. Pushy, attack. Harsh, attack. Defiant, defend. Irritated, stuck in expectation. Impatience, attack. Jealous, defend and attack. Mad, stuck in expectation. Mean, attack. Belligerent, defend and attack. Can you see it? Those are the red zone 150 anger energies. And we get stuck in the 150 anger energy. We are no longer in the energy. We now move into the anger state. Understand the difference. You cannot stop the activation. You cannot stop conflict. You cannot stop stress. You can master it, but you can't stop it. Because when you get stuck, though, in that anger energy, that is not the problem. That's an activation. You're a human being. The challenge is when this anger energy becomes stuck with pride, and now we're in an anger state. You're in the state of being angry. And the ego is now in full control, and behavior is locked in anger and is gathering strength through the 175 pride energy, where you become righteous, justified, smug, never wrong, and unforgiving. This creates resentment. And then when this happens, the conflict is stored in the resentment program to be carried and played out in the future. See, there's no conflict, there's resolution. It's just conflict becoming stronger. And so even when the anger subsides, the conflict has not been resolved. And without conflict resolution, the conflict goes into the resentment program and is going to become dormant until it gets activated in another day. So that's what happens when we get stuck in the anger state. Now, what happens when we use the anger energy? The difference between energy and state. I want you to understand those. What happens when we use the anger energy versus letting the anger energy use us? So, as I stated, we cannot stop conflict nor anger, yet we can create the skill to use anger and conflict. This skill begins with the simple process of slow down. It's the process of taking a pause and becoming mindful. Becoming mindful that anger is activated. In that moment of seeing anger or being in anger, this changes over the human construct. You see, there's a big difference between being dragged by anger and being in anger. Being in anger is being mindful, present of the anger. And when this happens, the human construct switches over. One, the alarm system shuts down, recuperation system activates. This is the red zone going into the green zone. And this moves the brain out of the limbic brain and activates the cortex brain. It's the cortex where we connect to solutions to problems. The cortex is where we connect to our higher self, our power, our heart. Now, when this happens, how does this connection to the heart happen? Well, as the recuperation system activates, number two, the stress loop is broken and the vagus nerve is activated and connected. And this begins to calm the activation set in the body from the alarm system. And this takes you to number three of the construct, the mind identity. You take conscious mind control. You become present. And this connects you to that cortex, the CEO of the brain, to the heart and the gut brain. And this creates the connection to the superconscious mind, which is source, God, spirit, universe. And number four of the construct, the body identity. The body supports the mind. The heart changes its variance, its coherence, and the body becomes connected to higher behavior. This is head, heart, and hand. This is the activation of the mastermind and integrity of behavior. And this is setting the state to number five of the construct, the identity base, and the state is set in event, awareness, and response. Now, the conflict activated is still felt with a strong energy in the body. The difference is you are in the anger energy instead of the ego controlling the anger energy. So the conflict activated is still felt while you go through this process. It's a strong energy in the body. But the difference is the state you are in. You are in a state of event, awareness, and response. Thus, you do not get trapped in pride. Instead, now the anger energy moves you into courage, the 200 courage energy, out of the red zone, out of the restriction, into the green zone of the 200 courage energy, because you are in awareness. Pride and the ego is deactivated. And this moves your state out of that restriction state with the base energy fear into the expansion state, base energy courage. Now, in expansion, we are able to take responsibility of our behavior. We can view the anger. We can see the conflict, and we can respond in resolution. In the 200 courage energy, we begin expansion and prosperity. We are alert, focused, aware, confident, purposeful. Just look at those energies that we use in stress mastery, because that 200 courage energy now moves us into a natural prosperity state. Our prosperity state, our natural state, is to expand and grow. So this moves you into 250 neutrality. Here we become flexible. We become explorative with our actions. We are open, motivated, and willing. We are now moving deeply into prosperity. And this increases the prosperity state into the 310 willingness energy. Now we become prosperous in our state. We are in abundance. We become prosperous as we are now optimistic, favorable in expansion. And this moves us to the prosperity and peace of the 350 acceptance and 400 reason energies. Our state in this state, our state is now surrendered. We execute conflict resolution and response. And this releases the program that was causing the activation of the anger energy in the beginning. We can only experience what we hold in mind. In this higher state of prosperity in mind, we're holding well-being, harmonious, understanding. This 350 acceptance energy allows us to surrender. And we experience the 400 reason energy of embracing life. We now have integrity of behavior and expansion. We're intuitive and we are loving. This moves us into the state of being and peace. This is prosperity. The prosperity state and everything I just described, this prosperity state began and was born out of anger. Can you see how anger can work for us? Since we can't stop it, we got to allow that powerful energy of anger to move us into conflict resolution, to move us into courage, and to allow us to move into a prosperity state. And this is what the seven steps of stress mastery do. The seven steps, and we have a lot of new listeners, and I know. So let me explain the seven steps, and I'll get us out of here. The seven steps of stress mastery are actually practices. They're not steps you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They are practices. These are practices that are designed to move us out of that restriction state of the base energy of fear that I just explained. These are practices to move us into the expansion state with a base energy of courage. So anger, if we look at the restriction state, there's only two states the human being can be in. We're either in restriction or expansion. The human being in the restriction state is in the human constraint. They're trapped in the cage mind. And this state can be very aggressive. That's your anger energy. Or it can be very depressive. And that's your grief, apathy, and guilt energies. But this state of restriction is always held through the ego. When we move out of that state, and that's what the steps and the practices of stress mastery do, we move into expansion. The expansion state's base energy is courage. But as you hold that state, you rise naturally into a surrendered state, which will rise you naturally into these higher states of being of love, joy, and peace. So the steps of stress mastery, the practices, number one is diet. The purpose of diet in stress mastery is to manage the stress response so you can manage that explosive energy within the body and the stress loop. It's about managing your nervous system. That's the purpose of your diet, giving the body what it needs in order to move out of stress and move out of restriction into expansion. Now, step two of stress mastery is exercise. This is about managing the vehicle, which is the body. The body supports the mind. The reason we cannot stop conflict, the reason we cannot stop stress, and the reason we cannot stop the activation of anger is we're human beings. And the human being is programmed and hardwired for behavior. And this programming and this operation, a function of the human being, was set 200,000 years ago. We can't change the setting. We can master it, but we can't change it the way we function. And exercise is about managing and keeping the vehicle strong. Number three, third step of stress mastery, name the ego. What this does is this breaks free conscious mind control away from the ego into our mindfulness. It moves us from restriction to expansion. When we name the ego, we do it to split the eyes. The eye of identification is when the is held in the cage mind. The eye of presence is held in the creation mind. The eye of identification is head. The eye of presence is heart. When you name the ego, it's that awareness of seeing the anger, the story, seeing the thoughts. And it's about feeling what's happening in the body and separating yourself from that. That's why we name the ego. It's a very powerful tool. Number four, stress mastery. Step number four is the let go technique. This is a technique that moves you out of the victim story into the hero's journey and prosperity. The victim story is always connected to the ego's program of resentment and regret. This is a victim story that creates, that creates a tie, a connection to our history. And it makes our history pull into our present moment. In other words, we have a story of why we can't do something, why we're justified to feel this way, why we are resentful, why we have regret. And the ego uses that along with fear to lock us in. So let go technique is what is a technique, a practice that actually runs you up those green zone energies, just like I explained how prosperity works. And number five, stress mastery, is step five is the green focus power hour, the most powerful exercise you can do to make change. Because this is six exercises that builds the skills to disengage anger, builds the skills for conflict resolution. Every one of these little exercises done in that Green Focus Power Hour are designed for conflict resolution. Now, one of the most important things about the Green Focus Power Hour is it's doing it in the first thing in the morning because it sets your day. We are, again, human beings. The human being is wired, hardwired for behavior. This behavior is dictated by what is held in mind. Our mind is locked into wherever the hierarchy of the brain is activated. So our brain has a hierarchy. And every single morning, the human being wakes up in the limbic brain red zone. In other words, every morning you wake up looking for the negative. And the reason we do that is it helped us survive for 200,000 years as gathering hunters. We had to wake up and look for what was wrong, because we had to make sure that nothing disturbed the environment that could cause us life-threatening danger. But in today's world, we wake up negative and we start complaining and we go back into the same routines. If you do not set your day, you do not set your brain, And the hierarchy of the brain is goes from the limbic brain, the negative, into the positive of the cortex brain when you can have expansion and growth. This is where you have true problem solving. This is where you really connect to the source in higher energy. But if you don't do that, you will automatically go into the day in the red zone. So the Green Focus Power Hour is not only building you new skills. Skills in stress mastery are habits. They're habits that you have built. They're programs that you have built to aid you in the state of expansion. So that's what the Green Focus Power Hour does. And that leads us to step number 6 of stress mastery, meditation. Meditation is the exercise, the practice of increasing awareness. When we increase awareness, we build the concentration muscle, and this is where we build prosperity. Why? Because that awareness allows us to break free from the ego's conscious mind control and move our state out of fear into courage. That's the purpose of meditation. And this leads us to step 7 of stress mastery, which is stress mastery, called finding the now. Stress mastery is a skill, a habit of conflict resolution. We can never stop conflict, but we can go into resolution. What is resolution? It's when we respond to the conflict. Stress mastery is when you automatically are responding to conflict. This is where you live your life in prosperity. So that's what I have for today's show. We talked a little bit about prosperity, but really understanding that anger is an energy that can't be stopped, but it can be used. It's very important, if you want to make changes in your life, to understand why you do what you do. You're all human beings. Every single human being on the planet functions and operates the same. What differentiates one human from another is their behavior, their habits, their programming. And only you can set that programming to be self-authored to the life you want to build, because every single one of us have been programmed with programming that was not our choice. To create that choice is to move into personal development and to live the practices of stress mastery. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.